Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quilici moves to second. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0 for 1 in the game. Ver Alse strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bulfari moves to third. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-1 in the game. Nasek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Nasek reaches second base with a double. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pascual hits a line drive into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive to right field. Bulfari throws towards Johnson. Johnson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Nasek scores. Verhals moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Pascual fields it, and throws to first, with Quilici covering, for the out. There's the throw to second, and McNally is out, double play. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson bunts in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaborn moves to second. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. Bulfari moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Orsino is hit by the pitch. Belfari moves to third. Powell moves to second. Al Worthington now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to home to get Belfari. Powell moves to third. Orsino moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Dave McNally. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Charlie Lau. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Nasek bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Batty moves to second. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Batty moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing center field. Bill Plice now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Kurt Belfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Belfari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Seaburn trying to get to home. Hall throws the ball into Batty who tags Seaburn who's trying to score from second, for the out. Robinson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oliva moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Earl Batty. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Orsino hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Hall reaches second base with a double. Adair goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Orioles. Dick Stigman now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. Sam Bowens now playing right field. Jackie Brandt now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Boog Powell. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.